Okay, let's see here. Time to listen to Frank. Hi, Frank. What's on your mind?
Well, I bought a couple of your products, the T-Builder and the prostate formula.
Uh-huh.
And then with the vitamins that I take, and I'm started doing some math here, and I want to find out if I'm going to OD on this stuff.
Okay, good
I
idea.
I mean, as far as all the ingredients, for example,
I hear
all
you.
Three of those formulas, I've got 105 milligrams of zinc, 155 milligrams of copper, 7,000 IUs of vitamin A, 3,000 IUs of vitamin 3, and
vitamin 3, that'd
pumpkin
be B3.
225 milligrams. So,
yeah.
Is that
the only place where there might be an overdose, sir, is the zinc. But you saved yourself because the zinc is offset with copper. And that's the hazard with zinc. If we take a whole bunch of zinc, it'll push too much copper out of the body, and vice versa. Too much copper to push the zinc out of the body. So those are balanced. And so, no, I don't think you're overdosing at that point. But if they weren't balanced that way, you would be.
So the 105 and 155 is a balance?
Why should we do that math? I'd be very surprised if there's 155 of copper. It's probably more in
well,
the
I'm looking
double
at,
digits.
For example, on the prostate formula, there's 60 milligrams of copper. The T-Builder, there's 30 milligrams. And in my vitamins, there's 150 milligrams.
Oh, that's where it's coming from, the vitamins.
Yeah, the vitamin supplement.
Is this a multiple vitamin mineral supplement then?
Yes. It's not off the shelf. It's through not holistic. Well, kind of like a holistic health outfit.
Okay.
I have a friend that does that.
Now, frequently I need glasses, and did you put on your glasses if you need them and double check to make sure that's MCG or MG? Because of course an MCG is a microgram and an MG is a milligram, and one is 1,000 times that of the other. Did you check the MCG
copper
versus MG?
Is 150 MCG.
There you go. So that's 1.5 milligrams, sir.
Okay, so
there you
now
go.
Now that's down so far.
Yeah, they
the
fooled
zinc
you.
Is 105. Now, is that a bad balance?
No. You told me there was copper elsewhere, too.
Yeah. The copper was 2 milligrams in the T-Builder, 60 in the prostate formula.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you see, those two are something I had, or ones I had something to do with, so I just applied the appropriate zinc-to-copper ratio in both of those, sir.
Okay. So, there again, with those... I'm not going
to. Okay.
I'm okay
no.
everywhere else. Vitamin D3, sir. I got a 3,000 IUs.
And, you know, for this climate, sir, the D3, when a person goes and gets their blood tested, if they're taking 3,000 IU, they usually are not up into the tropical optimal. So you might go get a blood test yourself. I mean, even regular medical doctors are authorizing vitamin D tests these days. And one should be shooting not for what the lab says is normal. Just to make a bad example, being dead is normal too, sooner or later. What we want to shoot for is optimal, which is staying alive and healthy, and optimal is 60 to 100.
60 to 100, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And also, another question about, there's no iron in any of this. At my age, I'm 69, shouldn't I be getting some iron somewhere?
Not necessarily, because unless we're vegan, there is quite a bit of iron in the protein that we eat, and and in 160s, yes, it is possible to have stomach acid to be declining and not get the iron in. But if you're checking your blood count when you see your regular doctor and it's okay, then you got plenty of iron, sir.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I heard your commercial for the T-Builder, and hopefully the side effects work. Find out.
Okay, and don't forget that detoxification, sir. You just said you've been hanging around the planet for over 60 years, and that's when the time when all this absolute mass of toxicants has gotten into the system. We're told that there are several thousand new toxins released into the environment that aren't even regulated by anybody, so they just do it every year.
I did a detox like about a year ago.
Oh,
what's,
good for you.
What's your formula use for that?
Don't use a formula. What I use is heavy sweating because...
Oh, just sweat it out, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly right, sir. There's even a study on that from one of the universities in Southern California.
Oh,
yep,
okay.
Just heavy sweating.
Good workout.
Whatever causes
okay.
that sweating. Good workout, laying in the sun in Tijuana, whatever you want to do.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling.